This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got our guest today, Brandon Lewin, who is a successful entrepreneur. He's a digital marketing consultant for Purposeful Companies and also the podcast of a popular podcast host of Sell More. Brandon, thanks for being our guest today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Derek. I'm super excited to be here.
So how do you measure success? What does that look like for you?
For me personally?
Yes.
Happiness. So like I of course you have to have numbers and numbers count a lot. But it's about, you know, being happy and being happy with where you are right now. And that's for me what I measure success as, is that if I'm happy where I'm at, then that's great. I'm never satisfied, I'll tell you that. But it's just about being happy, having the my little dog's making
That's all right.
And so it's just about being happy, man. And that's what it comes down to, having the ability. I think when you go off as an entrepreneur, there's certain things you set out for. Some people want to have this Uber empire. Other people want to have a healthy lifestyle and be able to spend time with their kids. And I'm kind of in the middle of those two things. And so as long as I'm passionate about what I'm doing, I'm helping people and I'm happy, that's success to me.
That's great. I can relate to that. I put a lot on my plate sometimes, but I think I'm happy when I'm creating things. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs are happy when they're in the creative process and building something. Sometimes when we get it to where it's running on its own, we look to add on to it.
Yes, absolutely.
So how do you have balance with all of being an entrepreneur and with all the ideas you have, and how do you find balance? So any tips for your personal professional life and having a balance there?
Yeah, I have this I've been meaning to write a post about this, but like, I don't believe there's really a balance. I personally believe that your life, your business, when you're an entrepreneur, your business life and your personal life become one.
Right.
And so I bring my kids in and I'll show them what I'm doing and I'll talk about it. And they ask me questions and I want to teach them, because I think entrepreneurship is also something we should start teaching young kids. Like, this country is a phenomenal country. This world is a great place. We just need to teach more people what's capable. We've changed quite a bit as a society. And so being able to educate the younger kids to what possibilities there are, especially in the world of entrepreneurship, that's big. So I incorporate that as much as I possibly can. I will even bring my kids with me sometimes for meetings, just depending if they're cool with it. And some people are, some customers are, and that's the thing. And so I incorporate as much as possible. And then, you know, there's days where I'll take a little bit of a break in the afternoon, spend some time with the kids. And then at night I'm working too. So, but then, you know, I include my wife in the situation as well. So we have to, there are times that I'm forced to not work. And I think that's also good, because you need to recharge a bit. You need to get the batteries, you know, recharge and ready to go for whatever's coming up. And so that you have to find that time and place to do it. And again, it comes back to what I said earlier, being self-aware. You got to know yourself, because I think entrepreneurs were able to work for a certain period of time. And then we might get to a point where we're close to being burnt out. Right. And then we have to be aware that that's coming. And we need to step back and do what we can to minimize that possibility of getting so-called burned out.
Yeah,
so
I think that's
I know. Yeah, I don't know if that's the perfect answer for balance.
That's great. I love that. And a couple things stood out to me that what you said. One is I love that your dad taught you good work ethic and entrepreneurship at an early age. I love that. I mean, that's exciting that he passed that on to you.
Yep.
And also, my wife works with our business as well. And so you reminded me that whether they want to or not, our spouses of a small business owner or entrepreneur become your advisors many times.
Yes.
And your sounding board to where, you know, for us in the early days, we had to say, I promise this is the last thing I'm going to say about work. And then an hour later, you're talking about another project or a client. And you know what? I've got some great advice from her over the years.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it's just like, shut up.
Right. Exactly. I love that you take your kids with you. That's exciting too. So, hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.